I'll be sharing very briefly this morning. In the last 3 days, we've been worshiping and praising God. I want to briefly talk about praise explosion. Praise explosion. We read the book of Psalm 100. Let's read it again from verse 1 to verse 5. And I want you to pay attention to this word of the Lord, because this is going to be the story of someone. I said, this is going to be the story of someone. Amen. Let's read our New King James. New King James. It says, make a joyful shout to who? All you lands. Verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Amen. Amen. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who had made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Verse 4 says, enter his gate with what? With thanksgiving. And into his court with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Look at verse 5. He said, for the Lord is good and his mercy is not for a while. It's not for a moment. It's not only when you are good, when you are in your good behavior. No, his mercy is what? It's everlasting. And his truth endures to all generation. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Brethren, it is important for us to praise God. It is important for us to appreciate God. It is important for us to just give him praise. Not for what he is going to do. Not for what he has done. Not even for what he will yet do. I want you to praise him because he's God. I want you to praise him because he's a sovereign God. He does as he pleases. And no one can question him. No one can ask him, what are you doing? Praise God. You see, as long as we still have the breath of Christ in us, I don't want the praises of God in your mouth to be dependent on your situation, to be dependent on your circumstances, to be dependent on your mood, whether you feel good. No, I want you to give him praise all the time. Look at that verse 4. It says, enter his gate with what? With thanksgiving. Gates controls entry into a life, into a home, into a family, into a nation. I don't want you to stay at the gates. You see, there are so many of us, we come into the presence of God with praises and we stay at the gates. No, I want you to advance forward. I want you to go into the courts. And when you get into the court, say, enter his court with what? With praise. When we're talking about the courts can have the outer courts and can have the inner courts. There are so many of us Christians, we are okay with the gates. No, I want you to take your praise to the next level. Praise him with the whole of your heart. Enter his court with praise. And when you enter his court with praise, don't be satisfied with the outer courts. I want you to take it further into the inner court, into the presence of God. He says, be thankful to him and do what? And bless his name. Very briefly, let me give us some of the benefits. When you enter into his courts and you praise him, amen, the glory will be revealed. That's the first thing. The glory will what? Will be revealed. You see, when you praise God, he is the one that will glorify his name. I'm sure we remember the story in Ezekiel chapter 10. Let's read that. Ezekiel chapter 10 from verse 3 and verse 4. When you give God the praise, the Bible says here, now the cherubim were standing on the south side of the temple. And when the men went in, what filled the inner court? The cloud. Look at verse 4. God wants to fill your life when you praise him with his glory. Then the glory of God went off from the cherub and passed over the threshold of the temple. And the house was filled with the cloud. And the court was full of the brightness of God's glory. God wants to fill someone's life with his glory. Amen. I said he wants to fill your life with his glory. Amen. That's why I want you to take your praise. Not at the gates. not at the outer courts. I want you to take it to the next level, into the presence of God, into the Holy of Holies, and just praise him. Give him praise, because he inhabits, he dwells, he lives in the praises of his people. Psalm 22, verse 3. He dwells, he lives, he inhabits the praises of his people. Praise the Lord. Go down to chapter 43 of Ezekiel, verse 4. The glory of the Lord. Amen. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is coming upon someone. Amen. I said that glory is coming upon someone. Amen. Look at verse 4. It says, and the glory of the Lord came into the temple by the way of where? So do you see why when the scripture says enter his gates with thanksgiving? But it didn't say you should stay there. The glory came by the way of the gates towards the east. Verse 5. The glory of God is coming upon your life. Amen. I said that glory is coming upon your life. Amen. The Spirit lifted me and brought me where? Where? Into the inner court. It is not my word, beloved. It is the word of the Lord. I don't want you to stay at the gates with your priest. I want you to go into the inner court and praise him anyhow. Praise him. Even in the midst of whatever challenges, because our God is the one that can do all things. Let me tell us this, beloved. The day that incident happened, myself and my wife, we happened to be out of town. And I know there are a couple of calls that were going around. And unfortunately, my mom heard about it. So she knew something happened. And I remember she said something on the phone. My wife was there. And she said, you better go and call all your pastors and pray. Because you are the pastor. And pray. Because this, my son, must not die. And beloved, I am here to tell you that God answers prayer. When you praise him, answers follow. It is not that we know how to pray. It is not that we know how to fast. It is just the sovereignty and the mercy of God. But God just wants to prove to us that I am still on the throne. And I remember talking to Yemi, the wife of Richard, and she said this. If she knew that this is what God wants to take them, you know, God will take you certain things and he will glorify his name. He says, I will never submit for that kind of test because nobody wants to go through it. Because in the thick, in the moment of it, yes, it was very challenging. But the Bible says, when you come into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise, his glory will be revealed. How? Don't worry about that. He's the one that says, I will fill your life with glory. And when God fills your life with glory, death does not have any power. I said, death does not have any power. Is there anyone in the house and there is something that has, you know, died in your life? I decree the life of Christ. I decree the life of Christ. I decree life. I decree life. I decree life in the name of Jesus. The scripture says in Job 33, verse 4. Job 33, verse 4. It says, the Spirit of the Lord has made you. It is the Spirit of the Most High that gives you breath. You see, when God has not ordained that breath to cease, even if it is 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes or 4 days in the case of Lazarus, when Jesus called Lazarus forth after 4 days, there was no anesthetics. There was no, whatever medical intervention. Every of those organs, they hear the voice of their maker and they answer, they obey. I decree to someone again that everything that has died in your life, receive life now. Amen. In your womb, in your career, receive life. Amen. God wants to glorify his name in your life. And that is the reason why whatever you see, please praise him. Because when you praise him, his glory will be revealed. He's the one that will do what? That will take the glory. When people start to refer to you as the miracle man, who takes the glory? It is God. Because they have not seen it that way before. They can tell you that, look, this should take you 6 months to do. But God is saying, I'm the one that can fast track it and cause you to enter into the blessings that you did not labor and toil for. Praise him, because he wants to glorify his name in your life. Praise the Lord. Praise explosion. When you come into his court, what will happen? Number two, grace will be released. Grace will be released. Grace for service. In our text, in that Psalm 100 from verse 1, when you make a joyful shout to the Lord, it says, all ye land. Look at verse 2. Amen. Serve the Lord with what? With what? How can you serve when there are certain things in your life that you are trusting God for? Praise God. But when you praise him, he's the one that will give you that grace. He says, come before his presence with singing. When you are serving with gladness and you come into his presence with singing, God will show up. I said they will show up. Amen. For someone, the Lord will show up. Amen. Look at Job chapter 13, verse 15. Job 13, 15. Job 13, 15. Job declared, say, though this God will slay me, yet I will what? I will trust in him. I will praise him. I will sing. I will rejoice. I will joy in this God, because I know that my Redeemer is alive. Beloved, from today, and I said it yesterday, I want you to cultivate the attitude of gratitude, to always be thankful. That which you think is not full, do you know that certain people are looking at it and they are ready to grab it from you? And so thank him in every situation. Thank him in every circumstances. Thank him as long as you still have the breath. Praise the Lord. Let me give us one more and we're going to just still worship this God. Benefits when you come into his courts. You will hear the voice of direction. You will hear the voice of God. You will receive direction. You see, there are certain things in life that we're troubled. We don't know how. But when you praise God, when you praise him and you praise him, God will speak and he will give you direction. I said he will give you direction. In Ezekiel 43, amen. From verse 5 now, we're ready to tell you. Ezekiel 43 from verse 5. Look at verse 5. Down to verse 6 and 7. The Spirit lifted me, brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of God filled that temple. Verse 6. The glory filled the temple. He said, then I heard him speaking to me. From where? From where? What was he doing in the temple? Praising God. You see, it is in the place of praise that God will give you a word of solution. There are so many people that want to keep talking about their issues, about their problems, about their challenges. Why don't you talk about your God? Why don't you praise this God in the temple? Look at verse 7. Amen. I heard him speaking to me. God will give you a voice of direction. He said to me, son of man, God is calling someone. He's going to give you instruction. Son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever. You see, ideas, instructions, direction for life, God will give it to you in the place of praise. Not in the place of complaining. Not in the place of murmuring. Is someone ready to praise God? Please, let's rise up again. And we're still going to worship this God once more before we bring the service to an end. We're going into a new month. It is the 11th month. But it's also the month that the Lord said, a cup of joy will overflow. A cup of peace will overflow. Your cup of fruitfulness will overflow. Your cup of favor will overflow. Your cup of enlargement will overflow. Your cup of health will overflow. Your health will spring forth speedily. Let praises rise.
from the inside, from the inside of me. May you delight,
may you delight
in the inside, in the inside of me.
It's for you to be glorified.
Amen.
And so, Father, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. For no man can share your glory. No man can share your glory. We ascribe all the glory to you. We give you all. Name. Lord, we want to thank you for your praises that you have allowed in our life, your worship in our mouths. You fill our heart with rejoicing, our feet with dancing, our mouth with laughter. You said this month is the month of celebration and laughter, and that was even before we enter into the month. And so when the enemy came like a flood, you stood by your spirit with us to give us laughter over death. We give you praise. We give you glory. For these last 3 days that we have worshiped you, I pray for every of your children as their praises rises, let miracle descend. As their praises rises, let miracle descend. Give each and every one of them testimony of your faithfulness in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. And amen. And amen.